As our world spins seemingly out of control, we are all experiencing time speeding up, chaos shifting into a new level, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Timeless spiritual wisdom and dialogue offer the point of stability to navigate these extraordinary times. Join visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra as they explore these mysteries and assist you to open your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Sri and Kira Live offers fresh perspectives balancing ancient wisdom and deep connection with day-to-day living. Prepare for lively conversation, live chat, and answers to your questions. Meet intriguing guests as you experience timely revelations for your journey. Humanity has called forth this moment in our collective history. What we do with it and how we move forward is our choice. Enjoy experiencing positive, passionate action with the mystical couple of our time. And now, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome.
Hi, we are so glad you are here. I cut you off, didn't I?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, who are you?
I am wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka.
And I am angelic oracle Kira Ra. And welcome, beloved. Well, you know, Sri, that was so perfect because today's show, we are discussing how to release dimensional dementia. Now, guys, take that in. Dimensional dementia. That's what the archangels refer to, this kind of alignment energy, this third dimensional goopy energy.
Well, and it's kind of a play on words, and we're going to have some fun as we explore what it means, because it's one thing to be a little forgetful. It's another thing to have dimensional dementia.
So when I don't know where the keys are, I don't have dimensional dementia, do I?
You could.
I guess, well, that's one of the things we'll explore on this show. And, you know, one of the things also is remember, beloved ones, that the lines are open for you to join our conversation, ask us a question, or request a mini soul reading. And remember, you can call toll free at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And if it's busy, keep calling.
And, you know, one of the things I want to just explore as a foundation is, you know, what are dimensions and how can we be demented in our dimensions? You know, so many people talk about the third dimensional reality, or there are other prophecies that talk about a fourth age or a fourth root race. And then fifth dimension.
Well, there's just so much out there. And, you know, Sri, I also think that we should talk about what is dementia as well.
Well, absolutely. What did you say?
Exactly. Oh, you are such a brat. Isn't he a brat, guys?
Anyway, you know, as we talk about this, it's just so we have a common understanding of how we're approaching this. The third dimensional reality is what most of us call normal. You know, the third dimension is that of form and gravity and rocks and trees.
Well, you know, Sri, that's true, although I have to admit tongue-in-cheek on the normal, because when you say what most of us call normal, I really want to step in and say maybe what we called normal until we discovered a greater expansion.
Well, that's a good discernment, because indeed it's not so normal anymore.
Well, and what is normal?
Well, you know, I have an answer to that.
Do you really? God bless.
And I want to offer this to everybody, because, you know, it's high time you stop judging yourself based upon some test score or some artificial norm.
Or a forced paradigm or a group think or whatever
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Yeah. Normal is that state of being where you're at peace. Normal is that state of being where you have a clear head, you feel a sense of peace, there's a bounce in your step, and you're okay.
So
that's normal.
You know, I love that. And so would you say, really, when I hear you saying that, what I'm hearing is that normal is a flow. It's a fluidity. It's the ability to say, I am at peace with the existence I have created around me in the recognition of that creation. Yet when we try to fit into the Webster definition of normal, it quite frankly can cause the dementia that we're talking about.
Well, it does, because it's an imposition of an artificial standard upon a fluid consciousness. Now play with that for a second. The imposition of an artificial standard upon a fluid consciousness. You are flow. You are consciousness.
Ooh, baby, I am flow. You know, just all of you, put your arm, you know, I love that. Whenever you say that, I put my arms out to the side. Stick your arms out to the side and just kind of move. Be the flow. Feel the flow. Because one of the things we can do is connect with the energy around us so easily, so beautifully. And that is one of the ways to help lift through some of that dimensional dementia. But we have so much to say. I don't want to skip ahead.
Well, the whole idea of putting your arms out and flowing is really lovely. You know, there are
a little dance, twirl around.
There you go.
I love it.
Because we are meant to move, and this is important in other ways. So let's just play with this for a second. I remember watching those videos when I was younger of the Asian people doing Tai Chi in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, for the most part, it seemed to be the elderly, you know, that the retired ones would go to the public park and they would do Tai Chi, and they were all moving in slow-mo.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember back when I first saw this, when I was in my 20s or so, I thought, oh, well, that's an appropriate speed for them.
Without appreciating what was really happening.
I didn't have any idea.
See, that's the key. That's the key. That's the perception. You walk by or you're looking at the park and you go, look at those people in slow-mo. Or you walk by, take in a breath and say, wow, look at the energy that's in motion.
And the absolute focused surrender. It's an interesting paradox where there's such exquisite focus, yet there's no resistance to the movement.
I love
the flow.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, that was an eye-opener some odd years ago when I was in my 20s. And now I realize that there are so many ways in which we can touch the truth of flow,
mm-hmm.
whether it's yoga or qigong or bicycling on a hillside.
Or meditation. I mean, really, Sri, there's like an infinite amount of ways. The question is, what becomes, I'm going to go back to your word earlier, what's normal for you? What allows you to feel a sense of peace and connecting with that? And how does that tie into our dimensional dementia that we're talking about today?
Well, if we can accept that we are consciousness, that we are an energy that is self-aware,
Sri just got really excited about that.
How aware? You know, I think I remember Archangel Zadkiel said something to me once that really stimulated my attention. And he said, Sri Ramka, everybody's awake.
That's true.
What they are awake to differs.
Indeed. Well, that's one of the gifts is that, you know, what they are awake to. And that's really the key, isn't it?
And so if we're awake to our density body, if we're awake to density belief systems, we align with density.
Mm.
If we're awake to the more subtle realms, we begin to align to that subtlety, to those energies. And as we are awakening ever more subtly, we're transiting back and forth. And that's where this term becomes relevant. We're transiting back and forth between moments of this rarefied sensitivity and moments of just being preoccupied by being a rock, being a dense, normal, you know, I have no unique thing about me.
Well, you know, I understand that. And you know, Sri, I know we have some callers standing by, but what I want to talk about too, before we would go there is this. So what is dementia? Give me your 2 second, you know, what is dementia?
Dementia is a deterioration of the recognition of present time.
Okay, so let's just look right there. If dementia, if we just work with Sri's definition, right? It's a deterioration of the recognition of the present time, and we have dimensional dementia, then what it's really saying, what the archangels are really inviting us to do is to say, it's important to recognize that you are beyond this one world. You are beyond this one dimension. You are beyond this one life, beyond this one body, beyond this one experience. And when we limit ourselves or put ourselves into the box of beliefs, then we start getting this dimensional dementia because we have truly forgotten ourselves beyond this limited illusionary experience.
Well, and this limited experience that you're referring to is the kind of the growing up experience of density, of living in your body and being in your collective school experience and trying to fit in. We all try to fit in. We all want to belong. We just want to be
normal.
just please don't hassle me. I want to be normal. In fact, I want to be special while I'm normal.
Well, you know, it's so funny. The reason I'm laughing so hard is how many of us on the journey of awakening had somebody along the way look at us and say, why can't you just be normal?
Why can't you?
Which I see as a sign of awakening. If you've gotten that question, you're waking up.
That's true. And one of the things that people often don't realize is you don't know that you've left normal until you've gone too far.
Right.
You know, the standard normal. You don't know.
The standard normal.
Well, it's kind of like saying you don't know if you've had too much to drink until you try to do something.
Like stand up
or drive, whatever.
It's one
of those things that energetically we are so fluid that we can be moving into other dimensions. We can be moving into what some would say is an altered state of consciousness.
Right.
But it still feels normal to us because we're at peace with it.
Okay, so we're at peace with it. And I want to hold that right there because we have so much to say. But let's take a caller. Let's invite in one of our beautiful callers.
Well, we'll do that. We're going to go to Sarasota, Florida and say hi to Mary.
Well, namaste, Mary. Welcome to Sri and Care Live.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just got out of a really, I don't even know what to ask, so many questions, abusive situation at work. I finally, after 2 years, I'm leaving my company, and I do have another position, so I'm happy about that. I'm wondering, I have always been really open in hearing and seeing when I was a child, and I'm intuitive in a knowing kind of way, but I just wonder if you have any take on maybe when my senses, my hearing, and my sight might open up.
Well, I'm so glad you asked, and thank you so much for calling today. You know, Sri and I are both sitting here with just a smile of love and appreciation beaming your way, Mary, because the minute you started speaking, all of these beautiful beings started saying you are a powerful creator and that you are creating the what they're saying is you're creating the window. You're creating, it's like you're creating the backdrop for all of your senses to expand and explore. And part of it was by seizing your power. It was like a strong declaration to the universe that said, okay, enough is enough. I'm claiming my power. I'm moving forward. And by also allowing yourself the gift of not denying yourself. And they just keep saying, you are a powerful creator. You are a powerful creator. And so what they're saying is two by two. For you, the number two is very powerful, but it's also the two by two, which is the four. And so they're saying 2 weeks will lead to 4 months, will lead to 4 years. And so when you're ready, take a 2 week period, and they're saying it's like a cycle. And during that 2 week period, every day create something. And they're saying it could be as simple as taking a pen to a paper and drawing a window and asking, closing your eyes and saying, as I go through this window or as I open the window. It could be walking outside, placing your hands over your eyes, and then just when you remove your hands, notice the first thing you see and really ask the message. They're saying that you're in training and you're also trained and that it is time for you to claim the power as the infinite creator you are. Marvelous, marvelous 4 years ahead of you, my love. Thank you for the honor of sharing this time with you today. Namaste.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
And you know, Kira, I want to share a little bit about my own experience that our caller mentioned. She said, when will my sight open?
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to share is a word of encouragement to everyone. The moment you say yes to the universe, the moment you say, yes, I'm ready to see more, I'm ready to know more, I'm ready to be more fully aligned with that which I am.
And I'm ready to accept myself that way.
And I accept it.
Because so many of us derail ourselves because we're terrified. We don't know we're terrified. You know, on the surface, we say we want it. Yet deep down, we're terrified.
Well, one thing I know for sure is I don't want to be on the roller coaster. You know, have you seen those big roller coasters they have?
I have.
That drop you.
A roller coaster. That's just called the ultimate adrenaline hit. Got it.
I'm afraid that my body parts might explode or something. You know, so opening your clairvoyant sight is sure a lot easier than taking the roller coaster ride. However, to the conventional mind, it's just as scary.
Well, you know, one of the things we said about today's show was there was the question as we were sending out information about today's show, releasing dimensional dementia. And the question is this: what does it really mean to offer yourself the gift, because it is a gift, of seeing through the veil? I mean, what does that really mean, Sri?
Well, it's a beautiful question, because we build up a sense of anticipation. And so for a lot of us, the idea of having our clairvoyance open, we anticipate a bright, colorful world of rainbows and smoky auras and disincarnate beings.
Right.
And then, you know, there's this little fantasy piece, and beneath it is an unconscious fear of the boogeyman. You know, yeah. That there could be something unknown and scary.
Well, you know, and this is part of that dimensional dementia, because the reality is, now let's take for a minute. Okay, how many of you out there have noticed, and I've really noticed this over the past several years. Now, I will put a caveat on what I'm about to say. Sri and I have never watched any of the shows I'm getting ready to talk about, but I have noticed that there is a plethora. There are so many shows that are coming out about UFOs, about extraterrestrial beings, yep, about life after death, about ghosts, about multidimensional entities, about the ability to have psychic intuitives, ancient aliens. There's so much.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. And like, you know, for us, you know, I was scanning through Amazon.com's listing of what's available, and I'm looking at all these shows. And just
what are we preparing for?
Well, this is the thing. Because we are detached from a lot of the conventional soup, a lot of the conventional chat and flow, it all looks a little fresher and newer when you're coming from a detached point of view.
Well, and it's also, you know, one of the things the archangelic realm talks about is that dimensional dementia is an entrapment. And so what if, let me just throw this out there, and remember, you can call in and comment if you want, or you can call in and ask for a soul reading, and you can call 888-627-6008. So Sri, what if all of this, and I'm going to use the word propaganda because I really feel it is a manipulation to assist more people to stay entrapped in dimensional dementia. You know, one of the things, a dear friend of ours, Bill Burns, some of you may know him. He was on UFO Hunters and is on the History Channel quite a bit. But we had Bill on the show quite a bit in past years. And one of the things that Bill always shared that I found very, very fascinating was the amount of misinformation that was planted intentionally to validate and invalidate just enough to keep people from believing, to keep people from knowing, and that actually
and
they
them,
would
and to keep them frightened,
right, and to actually funnel out real events but then diss them so that people would remain in their dimensional dementia. Now certainly I'm just talking about UFOs at that point, but the reality is that How egocentric is it of humans to think we are the only beings in an infinite universe?
Well, now you just changed the subject because...
Did I?
Yeah, you did. There's so many worlds out there. There's so many planets
out
there.
Well, and isn't that... Right, but isn't that a metaphor for dimensions? You know, then that's what I'm trying to do is help invite, you know, how egocentric would it be of us to think that this is the only one reality when we have quantum physics, when we have all of these other studies, all, you know, the people who say I have the scientific brain... What about, you know, we saw this wonderful documentary recently about Antarctica. And what I loved was when they were talking about, I was going to call them nanites, but they're not that. Remember, Sri, the little mini, the bajillions of particles?
The neutrons.
Neutrinos.
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 Yeah.
Now, check this out, guys, because when we were watching this, I have to admit in the moment, I was thinking, okay, there we have a third dimensional experience of multidimensional matter. And even these scientists were talking about that even as you're listening to us right now, even as we're talking to you right now, billions of neutrinos are pulsing through you. I mean, just check that out, right? So you have billions of neutrinos that are literally passing through you as if you are water. as if you are air yourself. Well, if we have these neutrinos and they are infinitesimal yet existent, then are we not multidimensional beings? Are we not? Put up your hands and just move them. And as you're moving them right now, consider the billions of neutrinos you're interacting with. That's a great way to free yourself of dimensional dementia using a dimensional experience.
Well, it is. And yet, even the physicists are still selling us a concept, because
I love the word selling.
Well, they're planting concepts into our realm, and I'm not negating the value of expanding our thoughts and expanding the permission to explore. However, I want to come back to this basic thing that is, if our clairvoyance opens, mm-hmm. we begin to, the world gets a little fuzzy around the edges. Yeah. You might see little shadows in the corners of your eyes.
Or that second take, right? Where you look twice and go, is somebody there? And they usually are.
Or I remember the first time I heard other people's thoughts, mm-hmm. and I'm going, turn it off.
Yep.
Turn it off.
We'll have respect. I mean, that's a whole other show.
It is. But when this stuff begins to open, we're indiscriminate. We have to get our training wheel. And I think the universe has been very kind to, if we're going to be in density, be born in density, have bodies, the universe is very kind to just give us our third dimensional sight until we're ready.
Well, that's because we're loved. We are loved so much that, here in density, we have these nervous systems, right? And these nervous systems help us navigate this world, and they keep our bodies doing certain things, and you have the
electrical impulses.
Well, exactly.
And we have sending messages.
Right. We have things that we are consciously doing and things that we're not consciously doing, but they're all happening. And we are loved so much that for a lot of beings, they say, I want to have a metaphysical experience. I want to see something. I want an apparition. I want to hear. I want my clairvoyance to open. Yet, if you're really not prepared, the chances of a negative physical reaction to an otherworldly, for lack of better terms, experience could be a physical heart attack. It could be an imbalance in your emotional body. We are loved so much that we are taken on the pace that is right for us, even when our ego is screaming now.
Well, and that's a key phrase right there, because there is a certain amount of spiritual ego that says, I want to feel special.
Absolutely.
And then there's the sincere seeking of, I want to touch the divine.
Absolutely.
I want the truth, please.
And there's whenever we are in sincerity, love, and presence, miracles happen. And Sri, before we go any further, let's invite another one. We have the blessing of being with so many amazing people just like you every week. And Sri, let's invite in another caller.
Okay, well, we're heading back to California, and we'll say hi to Tina.
Namaste, Tina. Welcome.
Oh, great to connect. Oh, I'm an ex-nurse, and I had had adrenochrome accident a while back, and I'm in a long transition of my true creative self. I've studied theater, voice, writing, film, dance, you name it. And I'm kind of in a real point, like I'm just ready to just jump out there, overcome a lot of stuff, delusions, fear, stage fright, karma with men and stuff. But I'm an empathic, and I allow energy to kind of attach because I did healing work, but I didn't know how to release it. And so right now I have a housemate who he detached from people, and he's autistic, Asperger, and so he's helped me, I've helped him, but I want to separate from that. Mm-hmm. And just move just totally into the light and be totally free of need for others to, assist me or to assist others.
Yeah. Well, Tina, the first thing I'm going to invite you to do is bring a hand to your heart.
Okay.
If it's safe to close your eyes. And I want you to really feel and hear this first comment, which is, in this moment, I love myself. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is that the universe is coming around you and saying, simply self, that for you, the greatest gift right now for you to move forward is everything has to be about you. You need to be living alone, even if you have to go into a smaller place, which would be fine. You need to declutter everything in your life that feels like it's cluttered. You need to make space. And it's funny because I see you. You're so cute. They're showing me this image of you and you're like running around and you're throwing stuff out and looking at stuff. And they're saying that even if you wind up with bare walls, and whether that's metaphoric or literal, it doesn't matter because you are creating and it's your time. They put these paintbrushes in your hands, all these paintbrushes, and they're saying, paint your life from the space of simplicity using the palette of the universe and the wisdom of your heart, and all will come forward effortlessly. And in order to achieve that, it's time for you to make full space, meaning it's not selfish to make it all about you. It's your time. And so they're saying take the next, they're saying couple weeks, but I'm getting it could take a couple months to put that in place. It's got to be all about you, cleared out, spacious, and then literally craft your life from your deepest desires and dreams because you're ready and the universe is ready to support you. I also want to share with you that I keep seeing the five-pointed star around you. You're really ready to fly. A five-pointed star is the Metronian star. It's a lifting star. It's an energy of the universe. You are ready to fly. Let it be about you and have fun. Thank you so much for calling, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you, dear. Love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Well, I love that. You know, anytime we go stand outside and we stretch out our arms and legs.
Woohoo! We twirl, baby, twirl.
We become that five-pointed star. And think of the energy there where you're standing on a mountaintop with your hands outstretched, your feet are spread wide, you're letting out a wild, wonderful yahoo to the universe.
I love it.
And we are stars.
And you know, Sri, I love that. I have to jump in and say, you know, guys, if you vision yourself standing, right? So you're standing, feet about shoulder width apart, standing tall, arms stretched out, you become not only the five-pointed star, your two legs are 2 points, the outstretched arms are points 3 and 4, the head is 0.5, you also become the living Ankh, because the living Ankh is the Egyptian Ankh with the split bottom. And when we allow ourselves to really call in the energy of the living Ankh, thing is, I release my attachment to one world, one life, one dimension, and we free ourselves. And, you know, I do want to say that the living Ankh is just one of a couple practices that are in our book, 2012, You Have a Choice, which is a timeless book. Don't let the title fool you. And I really encourage you, if you have not read that book, grab it, read it. If you've read it, read it again and learn some of these practices, because that's how we get to lift. And you know, Sri, when we come back to the second half of the show, we're going to talk more about ways that we can lift, ways that we can free ourselves, and ways that we can say, enough is enough. I am ready to fly just like Tina.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you what, let's all take a deep breath and imagine ourselves flying.
Woohoo, I can do that.
And we're going to take a little station break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones. We are so glad you are back because we are releasing Dimensional Dementia, Sri.
Hey, 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 hey. You know, there's been several topics that have piqued my interest thus far, and there's more to come. But one of the topics is this whole notion of accepting that we are fluid, that we are an energy.
And well, I like the neutrinos, boy. That's where I go.
I don't know. I felt awfully perforated. You know,
I just dissolve into them.
If you really tune into the fact that you've got a billion neutrinos
just
pulsing,
going through your nose,
just
the tip of your nose, guys.
I mean, I feel like I'm dissolving into neutrino land.
Well, there it is, neutrino land.
So, but that really brings us to a point, which is spiritual practices. A spiritual practice is a energy practice, and an energy practice is that which is aligning you with your authentic truth. So consider that for a moment. Well, many of us grew up with a more limited view of what's a spiritual practice, like prayer.
Is a spiritual practice.
Absolutely. Petitioning a deity or an angel, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Absolutely, those are beautiful. However, I want to expand the concept a little bit because we are indeed energy. And our angelic helpers are in another dimension.
Well, that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yes, is that we, as we learn to transit dimensions, as we learn to expand our energy and vibrate a little differently, we become more sentient those communications. And that's the point of spiritual practice, is to bring us into our authentic being. Authentic meaning energy.
Well, absolutely. And you know, Sri, as we do that, what happens is that we allow ourselves the fluidity, going back to the fact that we are fluid, to be open. Because in order to be open, you have to have a spaciousness around you. And that spaciousness usually manifests when we begin to awaken. You know, before we awaken, we like staying in our little box. You know, it's like, okay, here's my box. I'm safe. I'm happy here.
Everybody's got a comfort zone. And
absolutely.
So that's your box. And it's not that you need to tear down the walls of your box as much as, say,
Mr. Universe, tear down these walls.
That's funny.
I'm sorry, anyway. I couldn't help myself.
It's really the question is, and everybody has their own timing, am I living what I took birth to live? Am I living my joy?
Well, and that is the $1 million and plus question.
And when we begin to ask those kinds of questions, not simply what is my life purpose, it's one thing to have a concept of a purpose. It's another thing to be living your joy. And so to live your joy, then the next step is, does my box allow me to express, or am I my own worst enemy?
Well, you know, speaking of allowing to express, the lines are filling up again. So let's go ahead, Sri, and welcome in Nikki from Atlanta. Welcome, Nikki.
Hi, thank you so much. Blessings to you. I'm going through some major changes, and I am open to whatever y'all want to share with me and the universe would like to share with me for my highest and greatest good.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetheart. It's so good to connect with you. So I'm going to invite you to just take a breath and relax, because what the universe is sharing to you first and foremost is saying, let it be easy and relax. They just keep coming in all around you. Let it be easy, relax. Let it be easy, relax. And they're also saying that, it's funny, I'm sitting here and I'm hugging myself. You know how when you stretch your arms around? So I want you to just kind of bring your arms around and hold yourself and hug yourself. And they're saying, we hear you, we support you, we love you. And that this is what you need to be saying constantly to your own body. I hear you, I support you, I love you. And to relax and let it be easy. You're in a flow right now, and it's just about opening up and allowing it to get even better. They're also saying 3 days, 3 months. So pay attention the next 3 days, pay attention the next 3 months, because it's like some final aha moments coming your way. So thank you for the gift of spending time with you. Namaste, Nikki.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Angel. Namaste.
You know, when you hug yourself like that, you look like a mummy.
Especially as I'm wearing my Eye of Horus necklace.
Oh, yeah. No. She's got her Egyptian regalia on today.
Oh, yeah, baby. I was called to it.
And it reminds me of how important it is that we interrupt the cycle that we're in with a cycle that is of greater love or greater truth.
Well, that is so apparently, and isn't that part of dimensional dementia?
Well, that's part of the whole game here is if we don't love ourselves, if we don't hug ourselves, if we don't do things that lift our energy, then we're going to get surprised. We're going to wait for the other shoe to drop in order to get an adrenaline rush.
Woo!
Rather than get the authentic rush of a higher vibrational joy frequency.
I love that. Well, you know, speaking of higher vibrational joy frequencies, let's just go to line 5 and welcome Holly from Michigan. Namaste, Holly. Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for everything. I guess I just have a question. I feel like right now in my life, I'm kind of standing at the crossroads. I feel like there's many roads and options awaiting before me, and I'm feeling confused about which road, I guess, to navigate. And I'm open to anything that my guides or helpers or you mm-hmm. are picking up on.
I want you to just first of all smile. And the reason I want you to smile is it's too precious. As you were speaking about the crossroads, I was actually shown what looked like a cavern. In other words, it's as you're standing at the crossroads, and that is an absolute truth about what's going on in your life right now. They're calling it an old hurt inside of you that doesn't see it as a crossroads. It sees it as like the Grand Canyon, like a holy cow. And then I watched you, and it was so cute. You closed your eyes, you took in a deep breath and said, what the heck, and jumped. And the minute you jumped, you started flying. And the reason they want you to hear it that way is that they're saying the only way for you to move forward is to jump and know that you are supported. And that the decision in front of you right now, the crossroads in front of you and right now, the decision must come from your heart. It must come from your joy. Don't apply. In other words, as you're looking at what's in front of you, they're saying absolutely let go of anything that feels like obligation in the decision that you make. And the minute you make your decision, jump, fly, and experience probably for the first time in your life what it feels like to really have everything you want come in order. Like I see, it's like dominoes. Everything for you is going to fall into place. However, you've got to close your eyes, you've got to smile, and you've just got to go, because your heart already knows the direction you're going. Now it's time for you to trust that enough to do it. And I'm really grateful that you trusted us enough to call in. It's always such a blessing to connect with energy like yours. Thank you so much, Holly. Namaste.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, the leap of faith is really one of the cliches out there about what we have to do. And I want to reframe that for everybody, because actually it's a leap of joy.
I love that. It's like the joy dance.
It's the joy dance.
It's the Snoopy dance. I love the Snoopy dance.
But there's also the fear, the uncertainty, the I'm not sure where the next dollar is coming from, or I don't know if anybody's going to like what I'm about to do.
I'm still Snoopy dancing.
But there's this energy. there's this energy. Leap, leap, leap.
Da, 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 da. I'm sorry. I just always hear David Benoit on the piano with the Snoopy dance. I didn't mean to do that, guys, but doesn't that, don't you get it? It's the leap. It's the Snoopy dance. It's that unabashed joy. And Snoopy's got his head up in the air and the ears are flying and he's dancing and he's saying, I'm dancing like no one's watching, right?
Well,
isn't that the leap of joy?
What I just saw, I was watching her. And she was dancing.
I was doing the Snoopy dance, guys. If my voice got in and out, it's because I jumped up and I was Snoopy dancing.
You know, I want to talk about joy.
Okay.
Because people get confused.
Well, especially if they're trapped in dimensional dementia, because joy in dimensional dementia is predicated upon something. You only can be joy-filled or joyful if something else happens.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that we have to learn over time is that joy does not mean an absence, suddenly the pain stopped. You know, joy is not the relief that comes when the stupidity ends or the disease ends or whatever. And yet, that can be a moment of joy. What we have to look for is that authentic vibe, that sense of this is true, this is deep, and I feel clear, I feel aligned. That's what we mean by the authentic joy. It's really the energy of the soul that's come forward and says, I am here.
I am ready.
And I am indeed guided.
Yes.
And that's the joy.
It is the joy.
But most of us begin to learn about joy through emotional joy,
yeah,
through the, you know, it's the sugar high. It's like I got a lollipop,
yeah,
or I got a new boyfriend,
Shri,
girlfriend.
Exactly. But emotional joy, and this goes back to a show we did a couple weeks ago, what is emotion? It's energy in motion. It goes back to the fluidity. That's the irony of it.
It's training wheels.
Well, joy sets you in motion because it's usually we have, and you know, it seems to be the human experience. We have experiences that are emotion-based. We learn about these experiences. At some point in our life, we usually have a painful experience that creates an awakening that brings us back to joy. But it's a never-refining cycle.
We go in and out, and that's really how we learn. You know, in this life, we learn by what's missing. We
yes.
learn by what's here. We learn when it's gone that we wish it was back.
Yeah,
you know,
always.
There's so much contrast that stimulates our discernment and our recognition.
Until we get on the other side.
Exactly.
Because the minute you get on the other side, and beloved ones from two people who live on the other side all the time, and once you get on the other side, it's so much easier. It's just that leap. It's just that jump. It's just saying enough is enough and going to the other side. You know, it's like I got the Doors in my head, you know, break on through the other side.
It's not that.
You know, that's what I'm feeling now.
But you'll begin to notice things happen your way.
Yep.
When we start living from our joy, when we start living in the dimension and the frequency of authenticity.
Absolutely.
Which we can put a number on that. We can call that a fifth dimensional experience.
Oh, I was going to put a different number on it.
It's number 10.
I was like, okay, it's number 11.
But nonetheless, as we acquaint ourselves with uh-huh. that state of being
yep.
and the consciousness and perception that goes along with it, we have found the doorway to our authenticity.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of the doorway, we have all these beautiful callers waiting. Let's see if we can sneak in another caller right now. Let's go to line number 3 and Karen from New Jersey. Namaste, Karen. Welcome.
Namaste. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just
Hello?
Fine, sweetheart. Hi.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited, Shri and Kira. I called you last week, and I kept getting disconnected. And
this is your week, Angel.
It's your time.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I wanted to tell you that I participated in your class for the Ascended Numerology, and it was fabulous, and I'm still learning. I'm nervous about, you know, branching out and going for my certification. But I was hoping that you could just give me some guidance on what you're seeing around me.
Oh, it'd be my honor, Karen. First of all, I'm Snoopy smiling and Snoopy dancing because the minute you started talking, I immediately saw beautiful golden slippers, golden sandals ignite on your feet. And I want you to just feel into your feet right now. If it's safe to close your eyes and feel that energy and to feel these beautiful golden sandals. And then when you started talking about the Ascended Numerology program, which is an awesome program and you so were supposed to be there, I saw your whole whole soul lift. And I saw this beautiful, like, crystalline garment, flowy robe come in around you. And I saw a crown come in. And the crown was made of both crystals and numbers. But the numbers look like fire letters. And they're very crystalline. And they were all radiating with this golden energy that was coming up from your feet. And the message for you is coming from the Essene Brethren. And they're saying, our beloved one, your time is upon you and your confidence is assured. Simply reach out your hand and we will guide you. Simply call out our name and we will answer. Simply take a step forward and those will find you. We are here and it is your time. And know this truth deep within your soul. And so I want you to breathe that in and just simply breathe out and to feel how loved and supported you are. Honey, you've got everything you need. It's just time to move forward. And so it is. This is definitely your week, Karen. I'm glad you called. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so very much. God bless you.
You too, Angel. Namaste.
You know, I'm just sitting here with my own goosebumps because...
Yeah, we're both covered in them.
Karen truly is a powerful reader and is going to be of great service to other people as she moves through her own healing process associated with remembering her power.
Well, and you know, we are so blessed, Sri, because we have so many amazing programs in the Self-Ascension Home Study Classroom. And I encourage you guys, you know, if you have not gone there yet, go to SriandKira.com and right on the homepage, you'll see right at the very top all these wonderful boxes. Click on the Self-Ascension Classroom. And, you know, our newest program, I'm very, very excited, just released this week is Quantum Clairvoyance Home Study. Guys, this program is incredible because it teaches you how to a very ancient mystical technique to go into the quantum field, access information, how to be able to use this with lots of other protocols, how to be able to do readings for other people. And it's an entirely home study program, and it's really simple and extremely affordable. And the reason I'm sharing that is because it's time. You know, it's time for all of us to empower our quantum clairvoyance, to empower our ascended numerology like Karen did, to learn how to do the Avesa balancing process. That's another home study program. And so, beloved angels, the reason I'm mentioning this is that's how we move out of dimensional dementia. We give ourselves the gift of training. And you know what training is, Sri? It's the gift of remembering our divine self. Isn't that what self-ascension is?
You know, once you learn something, it's as if you've always had it.
Because you have.
You know, it's a lot like that analogy of riding the bicycle.
Yeah.
Once you remember how to keep your balance, you can really go forward.
Right.
And let's go forward to another caller.
Sure.
And we have a caller on the line. Jerry, are you from Phoenix? I want to make sure I got this right.
Yeah, is this Jerry from Phoenix?
Hi, it's actually Jane.
Okay, that's Jane. What happens when you don't wear your reading glasses.
Buzz day, beloved, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for all you do. I love you both.
Oh, we love you, honey.
I'm called, and I have been working for years with earth healing, in particular with water.
Mm.
And I just would love to get a feeling on what you get, because I feel like I'm ahead of my time and the audience hasn't arrived, but I put in a lot of effort for it. And I'm talk about dementia. I'm right in that place, you know, like I have to proceed. It's within me. But everybody wakes up to it.
Right. Well, first and foremost, I want to share with you that all around you are these incredible ascended masters, and they're applauding, and they're all applauding. And it's funny because you're sitting there and you have these tears streaming down your eyes, saying you have done exactly what we have invited you to do, and your mastery is definitely not for nothing. You know, in other words, they're all applauding and saying thank you, thank you, thank you. They're also saying it is time for you to, and it's funny, they're saying you need to take what you've done and kind of like flip it for how you're presenting it out to the world, meaning not to change anything you've done. Everything you've done, they're applauding and they're ecstatic, and it has to be here, and it was meant to be cultivated at this time. It's the way that you're presenting you and your work to the world. And they're saying, find the words that resonate with the level of consciousness you are appealing to, and they will assist the lift, meaning that you are a pioneer. And it's so funny because every time I say that, I see you in a crystalline bonnet, and they're saying you're a pioneer. And that one simple way to assist people is to just offer them a glass of water and to just say, start here, and then take them where they're ready to go, knowing that you can support any myriad of experiences. However, your time is upon you, honey. This is a big year for you. 2014 is a manifest year, and they're saying August. I don't know why, but there's something going on with you around August that's going to be very reaffirming, and not to stop. Just keep going, keep going. And know that you've got all the support that you need, and it's time for you to say, okay, how can I take this and just flip it in a way that feels good for me and good for others. But don't doubt what you're doing. You're there, and it was meant to be done. And by August, there's a big affirmation coming your way, a big, you know, tangible in this world affirmation. So dementia is good to visit once in a while, but it's also time to say goodbye to the dementia. And thank you for being with us. We are really honored to have shared this moment. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
You're so welcome. Namaste.
You know, there are so many people that are awakening to their healership in
so
various
true.
Ways, because truly every one of us is a healer. And I'm using that word to describe the process of we lend our energy into the soup, into another being's life. We are helping to balance our world through our sincere intervention. And whether that is with a client, whether that's with children, whether that's simply being that presence in the supermarket that somehow makes the line go quicker.
or finding that miracle parking space.
Whatever it is,
yeah.
we're lending the energy of healing into our world. And as we accept our role to be an instrument of that balance, of that healing, then yes, more goodies come online. We find our people. We find our way of being at peace with ourselves, and the dimensional dementia becomes more of a divine amusement than a distraction.
Well, you know, I love that, Sri, because all of us need to have mercy on ourselves. You know, we're always going to dive in and out of our dimensional dementia because, let's face it, our bodies, our physical forms are of this world. And, you know, I was just reflecting now on our last caller, how many beautiful beings in this planet, and you and I, how many beings are out there as pioneers? You know, we've been called spiritual renegades. We've been called spiritual pioneers. We've been called things I can't repeat.
Well, and we've been called unreasonably happy.
Snoopy dance.
You know,
and the beauty of that is that all of us who are collectively holding this consciousness are making a difference. If you're listening to this show, I know your presence on this planet makes a difference, regardless of what the dementia might want to show you. And that's an important thing to have, is to recognize that you're going to stay in dementia if you hang around people in dementia. You're going to stay in the third dimension if you hang around people who affirm the third dimension.
When you're with folks of a denser vibrational field, it's going to make you sleepy. You're going to feel like you're working too hard.
Exactly.
And you become magnetized or hypnotized.
Right.
So it's essential that we celebrate ourselves, that we do the practices that lift us, whatever that might be, whether it's your creative practices of throwing a paint can at a canvas or delicately collecting the flowers. It doesn't matter. Is
it
the
really
joy
doesn't.
There? Is the connection there? Because each of us makes a difference.
And does it leave you in that sense of your own normal, which gives you peace, which gives you love, which gives you joy that is not dependent on any external factor? Because that's the greatest challenge with dimensional dementia. It says our peace, our love, and our joy are predicated upon external factors.
You are enough, and you are the gateway to the divine. So it's our delight to be with you to celebrate that truth.
Every week, right here on BBS. And let's Snoopy dance our way out today. And as you're Snoopy dancing and your ears are flapping in the wind, may your heart be free of all dimensional dementia. May you know that we love you.
And that all is truly well. Namaste.
See you next week. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.